This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 17th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On May 11th, it was discovered that Marta Shimoni Church, a Turkish cave church built into the mountains in the village of Mer, was desecrated by unknown persons who threw crosses, pictures of Jesus, and rosaries across the path leading away from the church's entrance, reports International Christian Concern. 99.8% of the Turkish population is comprised of Muslims. The church, which is named after a local Christian martyred for her faith, stands as an historic reminder of the village's Christian past. Jesus offered advice in Matthew 5, verse 44, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." An Israeli airstrike on Saturday targeted and destroyed a high-rise building in Gaza City that housed offices of the Associated Press. Hours later, Israel bombed the home of Khalil al-Hayy, a top leader of Gaza's ruling militant Hamas group, reports the Associated Press. Earlier, AP staffers and other tenants safely evacuated the building after the military telephoned a warning that the strike was imminent within an hour. Three heavy missiles struck the 12-story building, collapsing it in a giant cloud of dust. The Hamas militant group continued a stream of rocket volleys into Israel, and one man was killed when a rocket hit his home in a suburb of Tel Aviv. With a U.S. envoy on the ground, calls increased for a ceasefire after 5 days of mayhem that had left at least 145 Palestinians dead in Gaza, including 41 children and 23 women, and 8 dead on the Israeli side, all but one of them civilians, including a 6-year-old child. In an interview with CNN's Don Lemon, Republican pollster Frank Luntz said former President Donald Trump is in a catch-22 situation for the Republican Party in 2022.
The Republicans need Donald Trump to win in 2022. And the Republicans can't win with him in 2022. It's this catch-22 situation. I just realized how appropriate it is, 22 with catch-22. They need to expand. They were close in 2020. They ran ahead of him in so many districts. And in the end, if he turns against them, if he starts complaining about McCarthy or as he's been doing, complaining about McConnell, it hurts the GOP. There are millions of people who will follow him, and there are millions of people who won't vote Republican if he's seen as a standard bearer. So that's what the polling shows us right now.
Four women who have accused New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment have received subpoenas to testify under oath, reports DNYUZ.com. Ann Clark, a prominent employment lawyer, has collected vast documentation of the claims, including text messages, emails, and photographs that Mr. Cuomo's accusers say support their allegations. And finally, when Eleanor Baker, an 80-year-old widow, came to Brad's Barbecue in Oxford, Alabama earlier this month, she never expected anything but good barbecue. However, when three young men in their 20s befriended her, it underscored the importance of human kindness, reports CBS Evening News.
I think it was a God thing. I think God sent me there.
Despite the fact that she has a large family, they mostly live out of town. About the same time she sat down at her booth, three young men in their 20s arrived and were enjoying good conversation. Jamario Howard, who hates seeing people eat alone, noticed Eleanor and approached her.
He just came up and he said, "I saw you sitting over here alone." And he said, "Do you mind having some company?"
And she said, "Go right ahead." And then I introduced myself and she introduced herself. And it's kind of how it all got started.
They all ended up having dinner together.
And it was just a really nice, pleasant evening.
They enjoyed her company as much as she enjoyed theirs.
I already feel like we're her grandkids.
Eleanor said that the world desperately needs the example of these young men of character.
People care about other people and how important it is.
CBS's Steve Hartman made this concluding comment.
Certainly, if Eleanor's right, that God played any role in this, it may be to remind us of the joy that awaits. just outside the bubbles we live in.
I used to say when I was younger, and I still say today, like, I'm going to change the world somehow. And I don't know how, because I'm not rich, I'm not famous, and I'm not very smart either. But we can show the world that it's all right to be kind, and then before long, maybe the world will be a much better place.
I know this for sure. Oxford, Alabama is a better place because of their kindness to Eleanor Baker. Ephesians 4 verse 32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, May 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.